July 8th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to speak to you about unity. Unity bespeaks oneness of mind and heart, and therefore oneness in words and actions. It is important to understand what destroys unity. Self-interest is one cause. Self-interest seeks its own path towards some self-gain and not the common good. Another contributing factor to the destruction of unity is untruth. When one party does not pursue or recognize the truth, he separates himself from all who represent the truth. Unity nurtures holy love in hearts. Holy love nurtures unity in hearts. Once again, I tell you, it takes two opposing sides to breach unity. Self-knowledge as to the truth of each one's role in disunity is vital and must be resolved. Without this, unity cannot prevail. Perhaps now you can better understand why there is so much disunity in hearts, between nations, and within institutions these days. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 3, 26 through 28. The synopsis: all are united as children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, who is all truth. For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.